three of us went to China in 1974 in the days of Mao Zedong. That was Bob Maley, myself, and John Averill. We were about 6 weeks in Peking. We had a lot of work to do out there. They kept us very busy. We'd have to go to the machinery office sometimes three times a day. I ended up in a Chinese hospital for 2 days. Simply, I think it was gastric problem I had. It was sickness and diarrhea. Anyhow, they kept me in hospital, and I can remember Bob coming in to see me, and he said, "You know, Clary," he said, "you'd do anything for a gin, won't you? Because I had a saline drip in my arm." Anyhow, we came out of there, and we walked around Forbidden City numerous times, and one time we decided we wanted a picture of the three of us together. And there were a number of Chinese photographers there, and they wouldn't take a photograph. And eventually, we did that with the one. No, he couldn't speak any English. He was pointing to John Ivor's camera. What he meant was saying, "Well, you've got a camera. You don't want your photograph taken by me. You can take it yourself, you see." Anyhow, we eventually got him to take this photograph. And then Bob said, "Over to you now, Clary. You can sort it all out." And none of them could speak any English. We went across to this table, and then I had to write my name in, and they wanted to know where we stayed. So all I could say was Minzu, which was the hotel, but it didn't seem to make anything different to them. So I had to change my voice, Minzu, and eventually they cottoned on to where it was, and then we had to tell them what floor it was. Ba-lo. And eventually they got that, and we paid the money up, and the crowd was all behind us at this time, and we must have put over about 10 quid a yuan on the table. And of course this photograph really cost about 1 yuan, and the photographer there was so careful to let the crowd see that we all had the right change back, otherwise he'd be in trouble. And the very interesting thing was, the last day we were leaving, a knock was on my bedroom door at about 4:30 in the morning, and it was the boy from the room with a telex addressed to me. So I looked, opened it up, and it said, "Hack," all in Chinese. So I said, "Well, what does it mean?" "I don't know," he said. So when we went down for breakfast, Bob said, "You had a knock on the door." He said, "What was it?" I said, "We had a telex from Fieldings." "What was it about?" I said, "Oh, I don't know." He said, "What do you mean you don't know?" he said. I said, "Well, here it is. Look at it." So he looked at it and he said to me, "Well, what does it mean?" And I said, "Well, I don't know what it means." None of us knew what this telex said, and we asked a number of people and they couldn't seem to tell us. So Bob, at that time, his son had previous operations on his feet, and he was thinking it was something to do with his son, you see. Anyhow, we got to the airport, and Mrs. Cheng was there to come to wave us off. And on the way to wave us off, we said to Mrs. Cheng, "Look, we had a telex from Fieldings last night," or telex, not from Fieldings, but telex last night addressed to me. "We don't know what it is." So she looked at it, and then she looked at me. She said, "Ah, well, Mr. Hack," she said, "this is from the Chinese post office apologising for leaving your name off a previous telex."